Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Dalid in Meseches Tainis. I'm recording this again from the Cheder Nazir, which I've described in the past was the place where Rabbi David Cohen, who was a Nazir, his furniture was moved here, overlooking the Kotel HaMaravi, which is now Yeshiva in Tiv Aryeh. And we're going to be Zochet to learn together. You might hear in the background, there are some people that are singing, actually. The Kotel Plaza will be probably filled tonight to daven for the welfare of the three young yeshiva bachrim who were brutally kidnapped by terrorists. And as of now, we don't know about their whereabouts, about their condition. And may our learning be a zechus to protect them. And may we rejoice with them, Yerushalayim, together. Let's begin on Dalet Amud Aleph. Our Gemara is going to continue to discuss the appropriate hanhagas of a Talmid Chacham. The Gemara is also going to discuss what's appropriate to ask and what isn't appropriate to ask of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara will discuss different accounts in Tanakh of different figures, Eliezer, Shaul, and Yiftach HaGiladi, and their bakashos, the strengths of them and the weaknesses of them. The Gemara will also discuss Klal Yisrael in regards to its bakashos. And then on the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph, we will go back to the halachos of Mashiv HaRuach U'Morid HaGoshem. We'll take us through Dalet Amud Beis, where on the second half of the Yamud, the Gemara will also tell us when is the appropriate time to have the bakashos of V'sein Talu Matar Levracha, and V'sein Bracha. So let's Be'ezer Hashem begin. The second line from the top on Dalet Amud Aleph. V'amar Rav Haitzu Mei Rabbanim. These groups of Rabbanim, Domi Leparzida De Tusei Kala, they are like a seed that is under the ground. T'kivon De Novat, Novat. Once they begin to sprout, then they never stop growing. Now, Rabbosai, this is a tremendous chizuk. I know this is the Daf Yomi, and there's not a Sichas Musar. We'll say it in a sentence. A tremendous chizuk for us in terms of our growth. Once a person starts, and he overcomes the initial difficulties, whatever it might be, then the sky is the limit. Also, the Rabbanan, the Rasach Araisa, who they call Martchale. If you see a young rabbi that is quick to anger, and he's deserved, we would add, to be judged beneficially, you should say that it's the sugya that is bringing him out. The rischa d'araisa is, which is a very powerful expression, today I just use it to a chizkio nevensal. I was learning in the new kolal of chizkio nevensal, instituted in the Ramban Shul. The Ramban Shul here in the Old City is brimming with people sitting and learning. The shul was not built for that many young men sitting and learning. And the expression I used was a rischa d'araisa, the burning, the power, the passion of speaking and learning. So one, if one can, judge them l'kav schus, to say that's the power of learning. Shenemar, the pasuk refers to Torah as rischa, as the heat of learning. Halo kol dvari ke'esh ne'um Hashem. The words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are like fire. V'amar Ravashi, kol tam l'chacham she'en koshe kebarzel, and a tam l'chacham who's not firm, he doesn't stay strong in his beliefs, in his positions, then ain't a tam l'chacham. Then he's not a tam l'chacham. Shenemar, quoting the same pasuk in Yirmiyahu, that's why Ravashi now is quoted over here, kepatish yifot tzitzela, like an anvil, a hammer that breaks a rock, that the steel of the Talmud Chacham will break a rock. Amalei Rabbi Abba Leravashi Aton Mehasam Mesnisla Anon Mehacham Asninanla. You learned that idea from that pasuk. I learned it out from another pasuk. Anon Mehacham Asninanla. I learned it out from this pasuk. Tchsiv. The pasuk says in regards to our Tzeinu Akdosha, Eretz Asher Avonea Barzel, a land whose stones are like steel. Altikri Avonea. Don't read the pasuk in Devarim as referring to the stones, but rather the builders. The builders of Eretz Yisrael have to be strong as steel. And that is a lesson for those who are leaders, who are mashpiim, people who have responsibilities in Klal Yisrael. They can't wiffle and waffle. They have to be steel on their and firm in their beliefs. Of course, if their beliefs are based on errors, of course, then those beliefs have to be altered and changed. But what is right is right. Amar Ravina, hafil hachim yiboyle the inish l'meilif nafshe b'nichusa. Despite the fact that a Talmud Chacham is supposed to be firm and passionate, nevertheless, he should still force himself, be passionate in his beliefs, but at the same time, for lack of a better term, be a gentleman. He should speak to people b'nachas shenemar, as the Pasuk in Kohelet says, v'haser kas mili becha. So on the one hand, you have to be firm and passionate, yet at the same time, patient and calm in speaking to people. There were three people who asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu of something which wasn't appropriate. Two of them received what they asked for. However, but one of them got punished and consequenced from his response. Ve'eluhein, these are the three. Eliezer, Eved Avram, V'shaul ben Kish, V'yiftach ha-Giladi. It was Eliezer, Shaul, and Yiftach. Eliezer, Eved Avram, D'chsiv, V'hoya, Nairasha, Omer, Le'atino, Kadech. Eliezer asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu to guide him. And whatever girl is the one who offers him water, so then in such a case, I will know it's for Yitzchak. Yachol, wait a second, was that smart on Eliezer's part? Chazal are critical. Yachol afilu chigeres afilu sumva. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have sent the first girl to be someone who was lame or someone who was blind. Hishivu kehogin, but he got what he had asked for. V'nizdamna lo Rivka, and the person who came was Rivka, who wasn't the lame, wasn't blind, was perfect for Yitzchak. What's the case with Shol? Shol ben Kish. Tichsiv v'hoye ish asher yakenu ya'asrenu ha-melech oishe v'gadol. Oishe gadol v'spitein yitin lo. When Shaul was confronted by Goliath, he says, whoever is successful against Goliath will become wealthy and get his daughter. Yiten lo. Yachal afilu evet afilu mamzer. What happens if there would have been an evet or mamzer that would have succeeded? He would have had to have married off his daughter, the oldest of which was Meirav, and the younger one, his name was Michal. Ultimately, of course, David marries Michal. But how did Shaul know that he was going to get David to walk out? Yachal afilu evet afilu mamzer. Hishivu kogim his name in lo David. But he got something that was appropriate, and that is David. However, Yiftach ha-Gilad, when it came to Yiftach, he made a similar type of blunder, and he had to pay big time. Dichsiv, the Pasuk in Shoftim says, V'hoya yotze, ashe yetze midalse beisi, that Yiftach says, whoever comes out of my house, I'm going to consecrate the first thing that comes out of my house to Hashem. Yachal afil davar tame. So, first of all, how did he know that it was something that could be brought as a carbon that could be consecrated for a carbon? And what happened was something else that was a major problem. Shivilo Shaloka Hogan is Namelo Vito. And his daughter came out, as we're familiar, in Shoftim Yud Aleph. Vainu de Karmelu Navi Li Yisrael. And that's what the Navi refers to in Yirmiyahu. Hatsari Ein Begalad Imrofe Ein Sham. These are from the awful psukim of Churbin in Yirmiyahu, Asof HaSifeim Nu'um Hashem, where the Navi cries out, is there any bomb in Gilad? In others, it can't be found. Im Rofein Sham, is there a doctor? There's no doctor that could be found. And that's a rhetorical question. The simple pshat is that's a rhetorical question. Is there not bomb? Is there not a doctor? Then why is it that my children are in such pain? Now, what exactly is that pain, according to Chazal over here, referring to? Ksiv, and the Pasuk says, Asher lo tzivisi v'loi dibarti v'lo olsa libi. That's referring to, because Klal Yisrael did something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had not commanded. Asher lo tzivisi zebno shel Misha melech Moav. That's in reference to Misha's son. That says that the melech Moav took his son, v'yikach es b'noi b'char shimlech tachto v'yaleu oyla. That he brought his son, human sacrifice. So that's one thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, is furious at. V'loi dibarti. But what is it referred to when it says, V'loi dibarti ze Yiftach. V'lo olsa libi ze Yitzchak ben Avram. And the last one was that when Avram brought Yitzchak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never commanded. So these are three cases where the parents sacrificed their child. Each one of them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I didn't want. And of course, Yiftach's situation did not work out well when his daughter walks out and then she has to leave a secluded life. Amar Rabbi Brachia, period. Rabbi Brachia adds, seven lines from the bottom, Af Knesset Yisrael Shola Shol Kohogin, so too, the Klal Yisrael ask in a way that was inappropriate, V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshiva Kohogin, yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a positive response. Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Hosea says, V'Neido Nirdefol Adasas Hashem, Kasher Kashachar, Kishachar Nochon Matzav V'Yovai Chageshem Lanu, that the Klal Yisrael asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both in Ruchnius and in Gashmius, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should always give us what we chase after in Gashmius, and that is rain. Amar la HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Biti, they're asked in the feminine form, Klal Yisrael in the feminine form, Actual is davarsh upon mispakesh, upon ena mispakesh. There are times that you deserve to be rewarded, and times that you don't deserve to be rewarded. Aval, ani eye lecha davar mispakesh la'olam. But even though there are times that you won't get the rain, but there will be something that you will get forever. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ayech HaTal Yisrael. That there will always be Tal, there will always be Du. Period. Vot Shalosh Shaloko, get another example that we, Klal Yisrael, asked inappropriate. Amar Lefanav, Ribono Shalom, we asked in Shir HaShirim. We asked Ribono Shalom for the following. Simeini Chachoysam, Alibecha Chachoysim Al Zroyecha. Remember me like someone remembers his stamp. He remembers his signature, maybe, that he recognized it. Make me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so recognizable to you like your own stamp. Maybe we could add, Al-Pidrush, that the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim is asking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu see the godliness of Kedusha in us and recognize us like he recognized the Kedusha of himself. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu biti. You're asking for something that just doesn't exist. There are times that a garment covers up the sign on the arm. And there are times that that sign is going to be covered up. Maybe the response is that there are times that you're zoche, that that sign is begilui, and sometimes it's not begilui. But I will create something that will always be seen, not the sign on your arm, but rather hein al kapayim chakoisayich. But I will put you on the palm of my hand. In other words, sometimes the zroach kaviyachal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is covered up, but if we're on the palm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we will always be seen. Obviously, this Gemara's anthropomorphism and symbolism and depth could only be understood to those by those who understand Chachmas HaKabbalah and Chachmas HaSod. Let's base Hashem continue three lines from the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph. Ein Shodlin Es HaGishamim. We're not allowed to ask for rain. Ela Samach LeGishamim. Only when it's a time that's close to rainfall. Savrua analyzes the Gemara. We thought, She'ela V'Askar Chadim Milsi, that both She'ela, the same Talum Matar, and Mashav Ruach, are the same thing. Rashi explains what that means is that we weren't differentiating between the two, and she'ela is really the same thing as mashiv ruach amar degashem. In other words, that we didn't know the difference between she'ela and mazkirim, and we thought that it was just repeating the halacha of when you begin mashiv ruach. Man tana, and then who is the tana that says that when it comes to mashiv ruach, it's only when it's beginning to rain. Amar Rava Rabbi Yeshua, it follows Rabbi Yeshua, to Amar Mishas Hanachaso, that says that when you put down the lulav, in other words, on Shmini Atzeres, that's when it's the time of Gishamim. So, according to this opinion, we read the Mishnah quite differently than we read originally. And that is, the Mishnah, look back on the Mishnah, Me'emasai Maskirin Gvuras Gishamim, and there are different opinions, and then the Mishnah continues with another opinion, Ein Shalom Nisag Shamim El Samach L'Gishamim, that is not talking about the same Talmud as we had introduced as a simple way of reading the Mishnah. But rather, it's referring to Mashav Ruach as well, and it's a new opinion of Rabbi Yoshua, or it's a redacted, if you will, of Shitas Rabbi Yeshua that we have above in the Mishnah. Amar lo Abaye afilu teim Rabbi Eliezer. Abaye says you could read it even according to Rabbi Eliezer. She'ela lechud v'askara lechud. And read that we're talking about two different things. And in fact, this is a pashtus. And that is that our Mishnah in the opening lines was talking about mentioning Mashiv Aruach Amarad Agashem. And the Seifa is talking about the same Talmud Matar Levracha. Vika Damri, and there are others who give another explanation of our Mishnah. Lema Rebbe Yoshuahi, that they had suggested that this line of our Mishnah that we just quoted, of Ein Sholnes HaGshamim Ela Samach L'Gshamim, is following Rebbe Yoshua, Da'amar Mishas Hanachaso, and they assumed that Mashiv Aruach and the same Talmotar were not the subjects of our Mishnah, but rather it was only talking about Mashiv Aruach, and therefore that statement of She'ela is really the exact same thing of Rabbi Yoshua that we do from Shmini Atzeres. Amarav afilu teim Rabbi Elazar, She'ela l'chud v'askara l'chud. Now this, to me, al regel achas, sounds like a very smooth pshat, because it's hard to imagine that there is a maskonas ha-gemara that our Mishnah, when it says She'ela, means the same thing as Mashiv Aruach Amar Gashim. So it could be it was a Talmud who was making an error, and the Talmud thought that, to which Gemara said, no, that it's going only according to Rabbi Yeshua, and the Mishnah answered, no, no, no. Or the Gemara answers, no, no, no. That that line in the Mishnah could work even according to Rabbi Eliezer, because now we're talking about the same Talmud of Racha. We learned also in Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Oiver Lefnei Ateva, the one who davens for the Yomid. So then, in such a case, on the last day of Sukkot, which we're now going to refer to as Shmini Atzeres, in such a case, when he davens Musaf, then he mentions Mashiv Aruach Amar Gashem. Ureminu asks the Gemara the following shayla. We learn later on in Afheim and Alf, Ad Mosai Shol Nesegshem, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Yavar Es HaPesach, Ad Shiyavar Es HaPesach, Rameir Omer Ad Shiyavar Nisa. Now Rabbi Yehuda's opinion continues in the Mishnah, where Rabbi Yehuda says, and when is it that you stop saying Mashiv Aruach Amar Gashem? So that's in, the last time you say it is in Shacharis of the first day of Pesach. And what does Rabbi Yehuda say over here? Rabbi Yehuda says that you continue going through the entire Pesach saying Mashiv Aruach, question mark. Amar Rav Chizr, says that's not a question. Like, Kasha Kan Lishol, Kan Lahaskir. That there are two halachas. One is in regards to She'ela. And that's when Rabbi Yehuda said that the She'ela continues the Saint Almatar through Pesach. And then there's a halacha of Mazkir, and that's what our Mishnah was talking about, that you're stop being Mazkir, Mashiv Aruach Amar Gashem, already by Musaf of the first day of Pesach. Amar Ula. Ula found this teretz of Rav Chisda quite difficult. Hadar Rav Chisda, Kasha, these words of Rav Chisda are difficult. Kechometz, using a pasuk in Mishlei, an expression, Kechometz l'shinayim u'ka'ashan le'inayim, like vinegar to the teeth, makes the teeth uncomfortable, as well as smoke, of course, to the eyes. Why is what Rav Chisda said difficult? Because the following, u'mad b'makom she'ena sho'el maskir, when it comes to the period between Sukkis and at least Cheshvan here in Eretz Yisrael, and for you guys, those of you who are listening in Chutz Arts, it's December 4th or 5th, that the halachi is that we're saying Mashiv Ruach at those periods of time, yet not being Mavakesh, we're not saying the same Talamata Livracha. B'makom Sheshoel, when you're still saying Mashiv Ruach Amar Negoshen, when you're begun, excuse me, to ask for, and say the same Talamatar, Eino Din Shiyehe Maskir, certainly you should continue saying Mashiv Ruach Amar Negoshen. It would seem from the opening parts of Mashiv Ruach Amar Negoshen that we would always say Mashiv Ruach when we're saying the same Tal, and there are times when you'll say Mashiv Ruach and not the same Tal. But to say the same Tal, Umatar, and not to say Mashiv Ruach Amar Gashem, that, says Ula, seems quite difficult. Ela Amar Ula, says Ula, three lines before the wide on Dalid Amabez, Trei Tanoi Elibud Rabbi Yehuda. We have two Tanoim within Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, there's a machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda when you begin saying the same Baracha. When do you stop saying the same Talmud of Racha? Rabbi Yehuda says you only begin after Pesach in the Braisa, and Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah would seem to indicate that you stop already at the first day. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef gives another teretz, May ad shiyavar Pesach, ad shiyavar shliach tzibur rishon, hayored biyomtev rishon shel Pesach. Well, what it just means is, he doesn't mean the duration of Pesach. Of course, you're going to stop saying Mashiv Aruach Umarid Agashim on the first day of Pesach, like our Mishnah said. And what Rabbi Yehuda said, Ad Shiyavres HaPesach, he means when the first Shliach Tzibur of the morning of Pesach passes. In other words, you only say it in the morning, and in Musaf already, like our Mishnah seemed to indicate, Pedas Rabbi Yehuda, you're no longer saying Mashiv Aruach Umarid Agashim. Where it continues on the first line, and Dalet Amameis, Amla Abaye, Sheila B'yomtif Mi'ika. How can you give such a teretz, Rav Yosef, that what it means in the Braisa is that the first Shliach Tzibur of Pesach morning, he's the last one to do She'ela Sholden Es HaGishamim? That doesn't make sense. There's no She'ela and Yom Tov altogether. You don't have Bakasha of Barech Aleinu in the Tefillah of Yom Tov. Amalei, Rav Yosef defends himself in Sho'el Meturgeman. According to Rashi, what that means is that the Meturgeman in the Drasha, one who translated the Rav's Drasha, would say a bracha of She'ela of Barech Aleinu. Asks the Gemara, does that make sense? V'chi Meturgeman Sho'al Dover She'en Tzarech L'Tzibur? Does the Meturgeman ask for something that the Tzibur does not need? Since it's already reached the time that the rain has already stopped, it doesn't make sense that the Meturgeman would ask on the first day for something that it's not on the Tzibur's mind. The Rashash points out that this is a little bit difficult because Shachris on the first day of Yom Tov on Pesach, presumably it is still on the Tzibur's mind. The Rashash has a complicated teretz to this question. It is a little bit of a tzarif yun. Ela says the Gemara, three lines in, Michaverta kideula. We have to go back to Ula's original teretz, which was that there are two Tanoim who disagreed about what Rabbi Yehuda's opinion was, whether it goes, Mashiv Aruach goes to the, She'ela goes to the first day, or Mashiv Aruach, or it goes to the last day. Period. Rava Amar, Rava gives another teretz, May ad sheyavor ha-pesach, ad sheyavor zman shchitas ha-pesach. Rava says that the meaning behind ad sheyavor ha-pesach is the time that zman shchitas ha-pesach passes. It's not referring to the holiday of Pesach. It's the time of the slaughter of the Karban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan. In other words, what Rabbi Yehuda is saying over here is you say Mashiv Aruach up until the night of Pesach. Utchiloso kein sofo. And it fits in beautifully within Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, as well as it creates a beautiful logical structure. The beginning of Mashiv Aruach is like its end. Matchiloso maskir afal pishen shoel, just like when it comes to the opening of Mashiv Aruach, that we start saying Mashiv Aruach before we start asking Saint Talmudar, af sofo, so to the end. Maskir, we continue mentioning afal pishen shoel, even though you're no longer saying the Saint Tal Umatar. Now the Bach corrects something in Rashi that makes the Gemara more understandable. Generally, the word Ad Sheyavar HaPesach means the time passes, and that's how we translate it. However, here what we mean is the following. It means Ad Sheyagia, not passes, but until it comes. And Rashi then goes on to explain, based on the Bach, that's how you have to learn, that it's during the time of Tfilas Yotzer Or, in other words, the morning of the 14th, that you say V'sein Talamatar, and then you stop when it comes to Chatzos. So mincha of Erev Pesach, you've already no longer done She'ela, even though you'll still be doing Mashiv Aruach Umarid HaGashim. Again, it's not the simple reading of the Gemara, but based on Rashi and the Bach, that is the Pshat in the Gemara. Amalei Abaye. Abaye responds to this. Bishleim etchiloso mazkir. I understand that in the beginning you mentioned Mashiv Aruach HaGaranami Ritzui. During the beginning of the winter, when you begin saying the Haskara of Mashiv Aruach Umarid HaGashim, that's both a mention of the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's also a request. So according to this man, the Omar, according to Abaye, we're already beginning to ask then, Ela, Sofo, but by Pesach time, Mai Ritzui She'ela Ika. There's no She'ela, no one wants the rain anymore at that period of time. So, then why would you have the Haskara, which also has in it a She'ela? According to the opinion of Abaye,
the she'ela also includes, excuse me, the askara, also the mashav ruach marit gashem, also includes a she'ela. Now, this svara of Abaye, that somehow mashav ruach marit gashem also includes a she'ela, that requires hesber. According to Rashi, it's the way to understand that mashav ruach marit gashem is a she'ela, is that on Yom Tov, really, we want to also be mevakesh for rain, but we can't. So we do the Haskara, which also serves on a certain level of She'ela. So again, according to Abaye, somehow the Haskara includes She'ela as well. Either way, Abaye says that this Pshat that was mentioned above, Rava's Pshat, is incorrect. El Nechaverta Kedula, you have to say, like Ula had said, that there are two opinions within Rabbi Yehuda. Whether we go with Mashiv Aruach and the Saint Talumotar all the way till the end of Pesach, or do we stop on the first day like our Mishnah had stayed? Am Rabbi Asim, Rabbi Yochanan, Lachka, Rabbi Yehuda. We follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah, that we stop with Mashav Ruach by Musaf. Shachris and Pesach is the last time. Am Rabbi Zeru, Rabbi Asi. Umi Am Rabbi Yochanan, Hachi, Rabbi Yochanan, teach us way, Vatnan. But didn't we learn B'shloshim Achev, Shvin, Sholin, Seg, Sham? Tanakama says, we begin asking for rain on the third of Cheshvan. Rabbi Gamliel, Amr B'Shivabot. Rabbi Gamliel says it's on the seventh. Lomer, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Gamliel. And Rabbi Lazar said that the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. Rashi explains at this stage of the Gemara, the Gemara assumes that whenever you start, the She'ela is this time that you mention. So now the Gemara is going back to ask on the other opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda mentioned our Mishnah, when do you start the Azkara? You start on Shmini Atzeres. Yet over here, Rabbi Yochanan seems to be passing. Rabbi Lazar was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, so you would have a tradition that you start on the third of Mar Cheshvan. And the Gemara is assuming that She'ela and Azkara are the same thing. Amalei, the Gemara answers, Gavra, Gavra, Karamis. Are you asking between two Amoraim? Rabbi Yochanan passing like Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rabbi Lazar didn't hear from Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore he paskin differently from his Rebbe. Ibai is same, or else we could give a fundamental answer, which is the way we assume the halacha, loy kasha, kan lishol, kan lahaskir, that just because Rabbi Gamliel says that we start the She'ela on the 7th of Cheshvan, does not mean that we start the Haskara of Mashav Ruach Marit Gashem, the 7th of Cheshvan. You could start earlier on Shmini Atzeres, like our Mishnah had said. Ask Gemara, but isn't that what Rabbi Yochanan taught? V'am Rabbi Yochanan makom shom mazkir. Didn't he say that at the time that you ask is the time that you mention? Answers the Gemara, no, that doesn't mean that you start at the same time. Hahu lahafsaka, that's when you stop. That the Gemara is saying that the moment that you stop asking for rain is the moment that you stop mentioning Mashav Ruach Marit Gashem. But you might mention Mashav Ruach before you start asking for rain. B'makom sheshol maskira hu lav soka itmar. So we put a period after hu lav soka itmar. Asks the Gemara, v'am Rabbi Yochanan, but didn't Rabbi Yochanan teach hischil lahaskir maskil lishol? That Rabbi Yochanan said not only is the ending at the same time, but the moment that you begin to mention is the time that you begin to ask. Pasuk Mishal, Pasuk Lahaskir. And the time that you stop asking is the time you stop mentioning. So we see that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the two always go together. Answers the Gemara, Eloi Kasha, Hadlan, Halahu. That it depends on who you ask. If we're talking to an Israeli or we're talking to a Babylonian. Explains Rashi in Dibra Maskel, Hadlan, 10 lines from the bottom, to the Bnei Bavel that have lots of fruits in their field. They wait to the 7th of Cheshvan, and that's when they start asking, even though they begin Mashav Ruach earlier. V'haluhu, but when Rabbi Yochanan said you start at the same time, that's B'nai Eretz Yisrael, that there they need to already begin to start asking the first day of Chol right after Sukkot. Asks the Gemara, but there's another reason that Rabbi Yochanan should say that in Eretz Yisrael shouldn't ask for rain right after Sukkot. Ma'ishna l'didon. Why are we different in Bavel, says the Gemara? The Islam period, that we have fruits. Bidabra, dabra means in the field. But lididunami, for those of them in Eretz Yisrael, islu ole regalim, they wouldn't want to ask for rain then, because the ole regalim got to get home. And this is a tradition that we have, that we do not ask for rain if it will affect the travel back for the Ole Regon. Kedinis Gemara, 7 lines from the bottom. On Dalam Beis Kikom Rabbi Yochanan, it's man shein beis hamigdash kayim.
That Rabbi Yochanan said his rule when the Beis Hamigdash was standing. Excuse me, Rabbi Yochanan said his rule when the Beis Hamigdash was not standing, and then we would stop saying the same bracha and begin saying the same talamater immediately after Sukkis, because there was no cheshbon of the Ole Regola. As says the Gemara, once we've given this approach, we could say that everything is talking about Eretz Yisrael. Filo kasha, and there's no contradiction between the different times that was reported that we begin saying that when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, then we start later. And then we don't start at the same time for She'ela as the mentioning of Gerus Geshamim. But when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, then we do it at the same time. Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to stop our daf right here, 4 lines on the bottom, on Dalet Amud Beis. And Be'ezer Hashem, I hope to have a halacha from the daily daf about the halachos of Mashiva Ruach and the same Talamater. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Dalid in Maseches Tainis.